And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So I get a text from Shaylee nice and early this morning that says, OMG, there was a spider in the shower with me.
Yes.
And I wrote back, tiny or ginormous, and she said, it had long legs that I wanted to kill?
No, that wanted to kill me.
Okay. So was it a giant? Was it a daddy long legs? What was
it? I didn't stop to analyze it. I just saw it was a giant spider in my shower.
Did you wash it down the drain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But I'm still scared it's going to come back.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, I don't know. Whomever put up the huge spider carrying the mouse on our Facebook page yesterday.
You have to go to the KC1021 Facebook page. In Australia, this ginormous spider is carrying a mouse up a refrigerator. And that's the part that creeped me out the most, is that it was on this dude's refrigerator. And he's just taking video of it. No, you burn that house to the ground
now
and
have to
leave.
Move.
Yes, that house is dead
to you
now.
I almost deleted our entire Facebook page. I don't know. Didn't know what was happening.
Do you know how many comments and shares and likes that got?
And of all of us who found the story, it was that one.
I know, right?
You know what? While you're gone, I'm going to just post a bunch of snake videos to your wall.
Gross. You're gross. Stop it.
You're gross. No, you're gross.
And then you're going to discuss
good comebacks this morning.
Then you're going to run into the real one.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll get started today with 10 items or less, as always.
Very important day. Get ready to be reminded of something that happened a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away. Today is the 40th anniversary of the release of Star Wars.
Oh, no.
Darn right it is.
Shaylee, ever seen it?
I got to add this to the list.
Never seen Star Wars. Any of them?
No.
The legendary space saga premiered on May 25th, 1977. The movie didn't just make huge stars of actors Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill. It made huge contributions to popular culture and has generated more than $6.5 billion in box office revenue. Much more money where that came from. As entertainment franchises go, the Force is strong with this one. My daughter is out of her mind excited that we get to meet Chewbacca at Disney World.
I'll bet. Out of all the princesses and everything, Chewbacca's the one, right?
Kylo Ren and Chewbacca. That's all she cares about. We'll be going.
Why not?
Yes.
Smart girl.
We'll hang out there all day. You know those popular fitness trackers? They do a really good job of measuring your heart rate, but not when it comes to counting the calories you burn. Researchers at Stanford Medical School say the devices they tested had an error rate of less than 5% measuring heart rate, but in measuring energy expenditure, the most accurate wrist monitor was off by an average of 27%, and the least accurate was off by more than 90%.
Oh, no.
So it tells you you're burning like 3,000 calories. Really, it's about 50.
Oh, no.
So that Fitbit, not so accurate.
Well, what if mine already tells me zero? Am I at 3,000 then?
Yes.
Does it go the other way around?
Exactly that way. The Royals managed just 4 hits and being shut out 3-0 by the Yankees in the Bronx. Same teams today. And I love this guy. For one Alabama college student, it's 17 state lawns down, 33 lawns to mow. Rodney Smith Jr. has a goal of mowing at least one lawn in every state, and this is for free. He's the founder of the nonprofit Raising Men Lawn Care Service. His organization mows lawns for elderly, disabled customers, as well as single parents, members of the military. He says mowing lawns in 50 states is aimed at challenging himself and encouraging others to do good in their communities. He's also challenging others to mow lawns for others who can't do it themselves. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Alrighty, after 39 grueling days, Sarah is taking home $1 million and the title of sole survivor on Survivor Game Changers. In the end, it was between Brad and Sarah, and with a total of 7 votes, Sarah won in a landslide and came out on top. Never saw a single episode of Survivor.
In other news, Survivor was still on.
That's exactly right.
I thought it was the... When did they finish the Gen X Millennial?
That was last year. Yeah, and I don't know when that ended. The last time I watched it was...
Look how far behind we were.
Millennials won was the last winner I saw. Okay.
I remember watching that. Who's that Elizabeth girl who's on...
Oh, Hasselbeck.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
I did watch her season.
I saw that season, and then she opened her mouth, and it was...
Yeah. The small screen reimagining of Dirty Dancing aired last night. Twitter users shared their opinions about the musical production. Somebody tweeted, "Somebody needs to put this whole movie in the corner." A lot of people were upset about the watermelon line. It's I carried a watermelon, not I carried his watermelon. Ugh, that line is legendary. You can't change it. People were losing their minds over Dirty Dancing on TV last night.
Is it official? We have zero original ideas.
That is
zero.
Correct.
None. There's
zero.
None left. Movies, television shows.
Shaylee, you watched part of this last night.
I did, and I was very disappointed.
It was, and you've actually seen the movie Dirty Dancing.
This is one of the ones, okay?
One of the five she's seen.
So here's the baby scene. We'll see how this compares.
This was a summer I'll always remember.
Okay, this is terrible.
This summer of family. Summer of friendship. A summer of love.
They spoke three words. How do you know that?
I don't like his voice. It's not the real guy.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, that just doesn't even sound right.
And the ending was different.
What did they do?
It's the alternate ending, right?
Oh.
Somebody put baby in a corner, right?
It just ends with her face.
it ends like Blair Witch Project.
I would have seen that. It's probably much funnier.
That I would have watched.
That's what they need to start doing is mashing up movies now.
Yes.
It's the Dirty Dancing Witch Project.
So what actually happened? What was the weird, different ending?
That she went to go see him dance years later with her husband and her kid.
Oh!
And he's like got a walker and everything.
No! They were in the geriatric unit. It was weird.
What have they done to our Dirty Dancing? And the British premiere of Wonder Woman is being scrapped because of the recent terrorist bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. The superhero film was due to premiere May 31st in London. Warner Brothers says its thoughts are with those affected by the tragedy. That's your entertainment news for Thursday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Oh, who do you think?
I'm convinced my cat is actually my third daughter because I'm telling you. Okay, so she sleeps right next to me in bed.
Okay.
And I'm not typically a person who hits snooze. Normally, first time the alarm goes off, boom, I pop up, I get ready for work. But this week, I've been very tired or lazy, ready for vacation.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm hitting snooze. Every single day this week, the first two times I hit snooze, nothing. On the third time, my cat puts her two front paws on my arm and starts rubbing my arm and, like, kneading it like, hey, Mom, that's the third time.
Yeah, like, you may want to get up.
You're hitting snooze. Third time. Every single day this week.
You know why?
It's a genius.
She's sick of hearing the alarm. She wants to go back to bed.
I know. She's like, will you get up?
Seriously,
up and
get
out.
But why would she do that on exactly the third time? Every day.
Because she's annoyed. She wants to sleep.
No, she's learning, yeah.
In a very gentle way. She just puts her little paws right here, starts kneading me. Come on, Mom. Get your arse up.
Every morning I get what in my house we call snouted by the dog. Sadie comes, and when my alarm goes off, she comes up and, like, she'll either lick my face, she'll stand on my chest.
Yeah.
Sometimes she bats my head with her paw. She's like, come on, wake up, jerk. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Like, I want to go outside. You need to get up. Every day.
They're real people. 816-576-7102. Weird things that your pet does. You can text, you can call. Shaylee, you have a bajillion dogs.
I have two.
Yeah.
And mine gets a treat at 9 o'clock on the dot.
Okay.
They get a cheese stick.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
For what? For
do
doing nothing except that
sticks?
It turns 9 o'clock?
Because my mom spoils them.
Okay.
Regardless, at 9 o'clock, if they don't have their cheese stick, they get very upset.
That sounds like you.
Yeah.
Now we see how your mom trained you, too.
If I don't have a margarita by 7 p.m., I'm very angry.
So mad.
I get a little hangry, and so do my dogs. Whatever. But they are people.
You feed dogs cheese? Is that
I love
a thing?
It.
I've never had... We only had dogs when I was a kid. I don't remember feeding them cheese sticks.
We only did that if we had to give them a pill.
Well, that's how it started.
Stick it down in the cheese.
That's how it started, and then they just kind of got used to it. There's no pill anymore. Now it's just the cheese.
Now they just get cheese every night at 9.
I picture you having your margarita, and the dogs are there with their cheese, and it's like this little tea party.
You know what? Don't judge what I do at 9 o'clock.
The wine and cheese party every night at 9.
The marg and cheese.
And we're going to check out the Bachelorette. And
I do not talk like that.
Oh, you do at 9 during your tea party.
Probably.
816-576-7102. Also, your chance at 102K in May, one of your last chances, is happening within 25 minutes.
All right, let's see here. We may have somebody on the phone here. Joey's getting the push through. So what amazing talent does your dog or cat have? And I was watching, of course, you know how much I love my dog videos on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I've been going through trying to find all my fun dog videos today.
Did you like the spider catching a
mouse
video?
No, I did not like that. No, that is awful.
I posted it.
And
I
was terrible.
On our Facebook page.
Absolutely horrible.
Jen, I think you need a puppy.
We've gotten 127 shares on that video. I'll have you know.
It doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm not watching it.
It's a big, beautiful spider.
All right, let's go to, let's see. Well, it's not pushing the name through for me, Joey. Okay, oh, here's Linda. Hey, Linda, good morning. Welcome to the show. What did your dog do?
Well, it was my birthday, and a friend of ours bought me one of the garlic butter rotisserie chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. But anyhow, as the case goes, I was eating it. I have a husky, German shepherd, a Min Pan, and a Yorkie. Well, the husky was sitting there watching me eat, and I says, no, this is mine. And I put the rest in the refrigerator, went to bed, got up, went to work, come home. I thought, well, I'm going to have a sandwich of my chicken. Opened the refrigerator. It was gone.
Tell me they opened the refrigerator somehow.
She opened the refrigerator and got my chicken.
I love it. Was the door open? Did they open and close the refrigerator?
Well, it automatically closes, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Right. Oh, that's great.
Did they wash up afterwards? Do the dishes, perhaps? Throw things away in the trash?
The husky did it. And, you know, it was in her room. But she had to pop the tray open and everything else that it was in.
She was determined.
I was mad.
You look forward to that chicken all day long, and this is what happens.
Oh, thank you, Linda, for the call, Linda.
That's great. One more before the break here. Hey, Sandy, what does your cat do?
Whenever we flush our toilet, the cat gets up on the rim and washes the water swirl down until it's gone.
And her little head's going in a circle?
Yes, every time.
That's great. Now, if you could train it to use the toilet, that would be really impressive.
That is true.
Yeah. It happens in the movies.
That is good. Y'all, was it Meet the Parents? Yeah. Is that what it was?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Because people have stupid pet tricks.
Man, the phone lines lit up. All kinds of pet tricks this morning. 816-576-7102.
And it's a good excuse for me to watch dog videos on Facebook, too, during the song.
I just like watching your reaction to watching the dog videos.
Let's start here, and hopefully we can hear Mark. Good morning. Mark, hello?
Good morning.
All right, so it looks like your animals have amazing talents.
Well, I had a cat that used to flush the toilet, and I had no idea what was going on. I kept on hearing the toilet flush, and I had no idea what was going on in the house. I thought somebody was there, and I kept running in there, and I looked, and there's nobody there, and I finally figured out the cat was flushing the toilet. And he did that because I heard the other person, it reminded me of it, because she liked to see the water swirl around.
Yeah.
And go down, just like the other woman who just called. And then I had a little puppy. He's about 10 and a half months now, but right after we got him, he was about 8, 9 weeks old. And we taught him, he's really smart, we taught him to ring the bell to go out and go to the bathroom. Mm. So he'd ring the bell, and then we'd give him a treat, you know, to try to teach him to potty train him.
Right.
And then he learned real quickly, after being in the house about a week, that he'd go down and he'd act like he's going to the bathroom and then run up, okay, where's my treat? Sorry, buddy, it didn't work like that.
Yep.
He's a little bit too smart for himself.
My kids did the exact same thing.
Right. Yeah. He's almost like a kid. He's too smart.
Yep.
Good stuff, Mark.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do your cats do? What are they attracted to?
Water.
Oh, and what are they doing?
Well, If I normally take showers, but especially the little one, if I was ever to take a bath, they would run and sit on the ledge, and as I'm taking a bath, they would fight in the water while I'm taking a bath.
Yeah.
Or if I was taking a shower, they would get in the shower with me.
Reach that paw down into the water?
Yes. And like my brother wouldn't believe me, and they're like, nuh-uh, and I'm like, yeah. And I would, like, take a video, of course, not showing anything, and just watch the hot water. And it was just hilarious. They're like,
I don't believe you had three cats playing in water. I'm like, yeah, they love water. Yep. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Weird. But, and then trying to have a fiance that didn't know the cats like water, and then they jump in the shower with us. It was like, ah!
Never a moment's peace.
Never.
All right, Amy, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I'm Shaley with Y'all Access.
I'm glad you guys are all sitting down.
Yes.
Another movie I haven't watched.
What?
Beetlejuice.
Ah.
But I do like Michael Keaton.
Okay.
So we learn more about him. He was on Ellen. He did some rapid fire questions.
It's called Ellen's Burning Questions. Three seconds, give your answer, then hit the button. Ready, set, go. If you were a superhero, what would your name be?
My name, Batman.
Name something you're afraid of.
Blue cheese. No cheese should be blue.
Hit the button, hit the button. Who's your celebrity crush?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Boxers or briefs?
Both, usually briefs on the bottom, boxers on my head.
What?
What's the weirdest place a fan has approached you?
Men's room.
What's the weirdest place someone has yelled Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice at you?
Catholic church confessional.
What's your guiltiest pleasure?
Listening to Lionel Richie all day long.
Or all night long. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Littering.
What's your best beauty tip?
Ooh, this is tough. Just moisturize your ass off.
What's the last lie you told?
That last question.
Yeah, I thought that's it. That's how you play Ellen's Burning Questions.
Nice.
Learn something new every day, don't you?
I love Michael Keaton. He's seen great films. Mr. Mom?
Oh, tell me you've seen. You've never seen Mr. Mom either.
I'm adding it. Hold on.
Just so you know, yesterday my kids and I were driving in the car and we heard yesterday's promo where we talked about Uncle Buck and the fact that you'd never seen it. And both of my kids, who are 8 and 6, go, Shaylee's never seen Uncle Buck?
All right, I'm already getting schooled by an 8 and a 6-year-old. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
Aunt Shaylee's got some work to do.
Mm-hmm. I've got a lot to do. Back in 2014, do you guys remember when Sandra Bullock had that guy that broke into her house and was just standing in her hallway?
Yeah.
So he finally went to court. Joshua Corbett has 5 years of probation right now that he's already been getting. He's getting an inpatient treatment at a mental health facility.
Mm-hmm.
But why it's good for her is because up until now, she just had a restraining order, which does nothing. It really doesn't. They weren't monitoring it. So now he has to be, he's on probation, and someone is going to monitor if he's taking his meds and basically where he's at any given moment.
Can you imagine walking out and there's just a guy standing in your hallway?
And plus, the judge ordered Corbett to stay away from her for 10 years, which to me is not long enough.
Let's go ahead and make that a lifetime.
Sure, that'll happen.
We go ahead and make that a little longer.
It's a little terrifying, but anyway, that's your All Access.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is high time we played The Whisper Challenge.
The way we do this, two people have on headphones with music playing very loudly in their ears. The other two have to mouth, which we say quietly. We whisper phrases or words to them.
Right.
They have to read our lips. It mm-hmm. sounds like it should be easy, but when that music is blaring in your ear, you're just completely thrown off.
Right.
And trying to read lips becomes very difficult.
No bad.
I'm no good at it at all.
Got 4 tickets to Schlitterbahn to give away. Let's see who's on the phone to play along.
All right, from over the park, it's Doug. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
All right, Doug. It's Shaylee and myself and Joey and Truda. Okay. Who are you going with? Who do you think?
You and Shaylee.
Yep. Thank you. I think that's a smart choice.
I do, too.
Thanks, Joey.
Even Joey knows what's going on here.
That's great optimism for my teammate here.
Exactly.
We're actually going to try to set a record. We're going to see if we can hit 6 in 1 minute. That's our goal.
Oh, bull.
Shaylee is stretching.
She cheats.
I'm practicing
last week I liked it because we won. Yeah.
Because you suck. I'm stretching my mouth. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow. Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Okay, are you
what
ready?
What music? She's got her music.
Flo Rida.
Okay.
Flo Rida. All righty. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. In
Jesus.
Three.
Are you ready?
Out.
Okay.
Two, one.
Google. Google. Goo.
Coral.
Goo.
Goo.
Ghoul. Google.
Pass it.
Okay. Mermaid.
Mermaid.
Frappuccino.
Mermaid Frappuccino.
Yes. Keep track. That's one. Kim.
Kip.
Kim.
Kip.
Kim.
Kip. Kim.
Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Ferris. Wheel. Ferris.
Ferris?
Wheel. Wheel.
Ferris wheel.
Yes! Carousel. Carousel.
What in the world?
20
carousel.
Seconds.
Harry Styles.
Nope. Passing, no. Passing, okay. Passing. Corn on the cob.
Corn.
10 seconds.
Corn. The
corn on the cob.
Yes! Uptown Funk. Uptown Funk. Okay. How many did we get there? We got Mermaid Frappuccino.
Was that four?
Ferris wheel. Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Did we get corn on the cob?
Yes.
Four.
I believe you did, yeah.
Yeah. All right, mm-hmm. Four.
Okay.
All right.
What lucky you guys.
One? Google and carousel we did not get.
Google.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. See if you guys can get four.
Going to pass the basket over to me, por favor.
All right.
All righty.
What are you going to be listening
to? I am listening to Wilco.
Oh,
okay.
Shoot.
Nice.
Get it turned up nice and loud. Brian is getting prepared.
He's done here. We have to beat four in 60 seconds, right?
Joey's dancing. Clearly the music is on.
Okay. You ready, Joe? Okay. 3, 2, 1. Black and white.
Basket.
Black.
Black. Aladdin.
Black.
Baked.
Black.
Pass.
Okay. All right.
Passing already.
Summer vacation. Summer.
Oh my! I have no
vacation.
Funk.
Summer
fun.
Summer.
He's so terrible at this.
Pass. Summer. Pass. Okay, I have no idea.
All right.
This is hysterical.
Disco ball.
Oh come on! You can get this.
Disco.
Tennis ball.
Disco.
Bowling ball. Basketball.
Disco. Disco ball.
Disco ball.
Yes.
Oh,
yes!
They got one.
Stop and what the stop? Stop.
What?
Stop.
Stop.
And smell. Stop. And smell the roses.
One. One.
But I think we had four.
Is that what we had?
Yeah.
You want to count those again?
I don't think we need
we
to.
We don't need to. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say a big fat congratulations to our winner. Four
yeah.
tickets to Schlitterbahn for you, my friend.
Great.
Once again, you backed the right horse there, I suppose, I guess.
She's right here.
What did you just call me? Come at me, bro. I'll saying. Fight you. Oh, never mind.
All right, good job, Doug. Hold on for 1 second. We'll get yours. So, Joey, we had stop and smell the roses.
Okay.
That was our last one.
Who's putting
one.
Phrases in there?
That might have been mine.
Summer Jen. Vacation was the second
What's
one.
What's that?
And the first one was black and white.
Ah.
You
black
were
and white.
A little bit close on that.
Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah.
No. I don't even recall.
That was tough. That's a tough game.
You know what? We got the weekend. We're going to actually practice. And I say we, I mean you guys.
Right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Shaylee, you're going to a dirty lake this weekend?
I'm not going to a dirty lake. I am going to a lake in Oklahoma.
I don't know. All lakes are dirty to me.
In Oklahoma?
Uh-huh. It's only about 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, I know where it is.
I'm going to go see Garfield
clarifying.
Treasure.
Shut up. It's to the south. It's just below Kansas.
It's a different Oklahoma. It's to the north, actually.
Oh, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. What do you do down there?
I'm going to go hang out with Garth and Trisha.
Were you going with family? Or are you going with Love in the Chip Aisle guy?
Neither. Going with friends.
Mm-hmm.
You have some?
Rude. I have a lot.
What do they think about your movies and your lack thereof?
Oh, she understands it. She's just the same way.
I had
the
some...
same way. See, it's like the friendship circle that breeds this whole thing.
Right?
Sure, blame the friendship.
Yes.
Somebody asked me the other day, they go, what's this? Did you guys say something? Is Shaylee's dating somebody? What happened? Where did she meet him? Your love life is fascinating to everyone.
Why is that?
And so I went back and explained how exciting it was that you were merely buying chips. You were hanging out in the chip aisle.
I was hiding on my diet.
And he walked by and suggested blue corn tortilla chips.
Yeah, and every time I ever tried that, it was creepy.
Did
what
you
was
ever
the
try
difference?
That? Because I had a guy once at Hy-Vee. I was in the tomatoes section, and he goes, do you know what tomatoes are best for tacos? And I was mm-hmm. like, for tacos, I'm pretty sure you can use what you want in the tomato
so
department.
You didn't pick up on that.
Well, I was married, and so it was a little weird, but I thought... like he
give him points for trying.
Yeah, I mean, I hope he was. I was flattered. Please be talking to me for that reason.
He was actually asking where the tomatoes
he
were.
He probably
yeah, right.
was. Oh, this old lady will know. She looks like she knows her way around a kitchen.
Aw, poor Jen.
Points to you if you ever thought that I would have the cojones to try to pull a line on anybody.
Did you ever?
In a grocery store?
No, no
way.
Have
you ever used a line? Ever?
Well, you have to at a bar. How did you meet
people?
No,
but has he ever?
No, I don't think so.
I told you yesterday because we were all in here yawning, and I said when I used to go to bars, because you know if you yawn, it's contagious, and then if people see you yawn, they'll yawn. So if I was at a bar and I wanted to figure out if a guy was looking at me, I would yawn. I would fake yawn to see if he would yawn back. Well, yeah, because then you can tell. Because then if he yawned, I'm like, oh, he's totally watching me. And I did meet my husband in a bar, so see, it all worked out.
See, there you go. I never met anybody in a bar though, so I'm not good at
situations.
Right. Well, yes, I had to work people into like the friend zone first, and then you know, from there. Because I'm not good at just throwing out a line. I mean, I can throw out a line.
Can you please just try?
Well, that's too much pressure. Now, there's no way you can put him on the spot and expect him to come up with something.
To throw out a line?
Uh huh.
Oh, I don't know. Is that a mirror in your pocket? I don't know.
Joey, honey. Go to young Joey the Millennial. How are you meeting women? Do you go to bars?
I do, but I do not use lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I wouldn't think of using a line. I would just talk to them.
How do you open up a conversation?
That really worked out real well.
I really am bad at this. So I have no idea. I'm an overthinker.
He's single. I'm probably barking up the wrong tree here.
Right? Yeah, you just have to be yourself. I think that's probably the thing that I took away was just be yourself, talk about things that you know.
Yeah.
And buy some chips.
Maybe ask him about
if you're on a dating site
or something. I don't
know. Please, in the profile, don't say that you're funny. Just say something that is funny. Because if you say, oh, I'm super funny, then you're not. Say a line that actually is funny that just shows us, hey, you're funny. Like Joey has a hilarious Twitter feed. If you're not following Joey, our producer, on Twitter, you should be, because it's funny.
It is funny.
He doesn't have to say he's funny because he just is.
Well, that's why I just keep telling everybody I'm super attractive.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We had somebody text in because we talk a lot about Dancing with the Stars, which is true because we all watch it. And she said, what about Survivor? So here's your Survivor news. After 39 grueling days, Sarah is taking home $1 million and the title of sole survivor on Survivor Game Changers. In the end, it was between Brad and Sarah, and with a total of 7 votes, Sarah won in a landslide and came out on top.
Ooh, alrighty.
Sarah, your big Survivor winner. The British premiere of Wonder Woman is being scrapped because of the recent terrorist bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. The superhero film was due to premiere May 31st in London. Warner Brothers says its thoughts are with those affected by the tragedy. And last night they did the small screen reimagining of Dirty Dancing. That aired last night and people were mad.
No, it was terrible.
I did not realize.
Because it wasn't good, right?
It was bad.
People were so in love with it. And on Twitter, somebody said, somebody needs to put this whole movie in the corner. That was one tweet. And this was a big issue. The watermelon line. A lot of people tweeted, it's I carried a watermelon, not I carried his watermelon. Ugh, that line is legendary. You can't change it.
Here's a clip from last night's movie.
This was a summer I'll always remember. Summer of family. Summer of friendship. A summer of love. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Oh.
That doesn't even sound right. Shaylee, you watched a little bit. You say it was terrible.
It was really bad.
Just kind of a cheap knockoff?
Yeah, because I did watch Dirty Dancing, and it was just not the same.
A weird ending, an alternate ending.
Yeah, that was not prepared for that. Her kid and her husband show up.
She comes back years later, married, with kids.
Yeah, just one. But she comes back to watch him dance, and then her kid comes running down the aisle, and then you're all confused, and I don't understand what's
happening. And then he lifts the kid up into that.
That's what was weird.
On dive lift.
Yeah. It was really strange. And then she was carrying a watermelon, too, which was strange.
I carried
his
watermelon.
And he's like, I loved her first! Throws the kid, and it's just, oh, it's crazy.
It's a really weird
ending. I could have rewritten Dirty Dancing that way.
Yep. Not sorry I missed it.
But
then.
Sarah Hyland was really good in it. She played the sister.
Well, and somebody said, I cannot watch this with Peg Bundy in it. So Katie Sagal was in it, too.
She was there.
Where are we going to combine things and just make Dirty Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, jeez.
That would be awesome.
That sounds like something you would watch.
Best TV mashups.
Right?
I like it. Mix WWE with Dirty Dancing.
Oh, boy.
Then I'm in.
Give him a stone cold stunner.
That's your entertainment news for Thursday.
Did they
show.
Have somebody else singing this song? I mean, you can't change this iconic song.
Everything was changed.
Ugh, what a disgrace.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.